This is program number LW2523. Richard the Lionhearted. Ever heard of him? Hi, this is Larry West. He was an English king, and of all English kings, it seems King Richard was the bravest. History says that Richard the Lionhearted was a great warrior, and it was because of his courage on the battlefield that he was called Richard the Lionhearted. Now, King Richard was also unique in another way. He was also a very generous man, even able to forgive people when they had robbed him. According to history, it was when his treacherous brother, John, tried to rob him of his crown that John pleaded for mercy. Then King Richard said, "I forgive him, and I hope to forget his injury as easily as he will forget my pardon." After King Richard had reigned about 10 years as King of England, one of his French vassals, Vidomar, rebelled against him. Well, King Richard marched his army against Vidomar and besieged his castle. Now, every time they went into battle, King Richard, it seemed, had no regard for danger. During the siege against Vidomar, King Richard approached very near his enemy's castle walls, almost completely without protection. One of his enemies inside the castle, a young man named Bertrand, fitted an arrow to his bow and took aim at Richard the Lionhearted. He shot. The arrow struck Richard's left shoulder, and it proved to be a fatal wound. Well, while King Richard lay in his tent, the castle was taken, and Bertrand, the guy who had shot the arrow, was captured. With heavy irons around his legs, Bertrand was led to King Richard's bedside. And here's what's interesting. King Richard, the dying monarch, looked calmly into Bertrand's face and said, "I forgive you my death." Then King Richard turned to his soldiers standing by, and he told them, "Let him go free, and give him 100 shillings. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it fascinating. Here was a king who not only forgave his killer, but even rewarded him. Now, everyone knows it's the mark of a truly great man to forgive another. And I guess you can say that the greater the forgiveness, the greater the man behind it. But I have never heard of a man who not only forgave his killer, but who also rewarded him. Now, I say never. There has been another in history who forgave his killer and rewarded him. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. It's been a while back now, but I came home one day and my wife told me about something that happened that day that, when I began to think about it, the more it disturbed me. It was when a couple of teenagers lived next door to me that this happened. I had 2 small children, and sometimes, you know, they would chase the ball or a tricycle or a wagon down the hill into my neighbor's yard. Well, on this particular day, these teenagers, with some friends of theirs, got into their car and began to drive around their house, in their yard, leaning out the windows and hooping it up, having a big time. Well, I got to thinking about it. What if one of my children just happened to have been chasing a ball down the hill and into their yard at that precise moment? And what if, well, what if? What would be my reaction? Well, I think I would want to do some things I would later regret, but then I got to thinking, didn't I crucify God's little boy? And it wasn't that he wandered off into my yard that I did it. I was in his yard, his world. Now, what has God wanted to do with me because of it? Well, that's where God's mark of being truly great has shown itself. You see, God didn't explode and try to take his vengeance out on me. In fact, it's God who comes and says, "My son came to give his life as a ransom for you." In other words, God is saying, "I forgive you my son's death." And then it's God who says, in so many words, "I want to reward you." He says, "I want you to move into my mansion with me. And when you come, I don't want you moving in as a visitor. I want to adopt you into my family." Now, you talk about a reward. Sure, King Richard did something grand when he gave Bertrand that forgiveness and those 100 shillings. But when God says, "I will not only forgive you, but I will adopt you as a son," that's beyond any person's imagination, isn't it? Isn't it? I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.